ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 व्यापृतेष्विन्द्रियेष्वात्मा श्विन्द्रियेष्वात्मा व्यापारीवा विवेकिनां दृश्यते भ्रेषु धावत्सु धावन्निव यथा शशि. Which we have seen already. So here, abhreshu dhavatsu shashi yatha davanna iva drishyate. When we see the clouds moving fast, when the clouds seem to be moving fast, then the moon in the sky, even though it is, doesn't move, but it is, the moon also appears to be running, keeping pace with clouds. It is only our experience, isn't it? In our experience, we cannot change this experience. This is what we perceive. Whenever there are clouds, and this when the clouds are moving fast, the moon in the sky also seems to be moving fast. But in our knowledge, in our understanding, we know very well, moon does not move. It's only appearance, is it? But in our perception, in our experience, what we have is the moon also is moving. But if we take that experience as it is, then we can arrive at the conclusion. What is the conclusion we arrive at? The moon is moving whenever there are clouds, and whenever the clouds are moving, and along with the clouds, moon also is running fast. This conclusion we can arrive at. This conclusion is based on our, isn't it? Based on our experiences, the experiences which we have, we process our experiences we have, and thereby we arrive at this conclusion. And what is, why we have this perception, why we have this conclusion, and somebody else who knows about everything, and the person tells, no, in your perception it appears to be like that, in your experience is not unreal, you do have the experience, your perception is not unreal, it is real at the same time, but the conclusion you arrive at based on your perception is wrong conclusion. That the moon is moving. It's a wrong conclusion. Why you? Because even you, the whatever experience you have, whatever perceptions you have, those perception, you know, you have not processed your perception correctly. Why you are not able to process your perception correctly? Because you have only that pramana. What your eyes, the perception, isn't it? Your direct perception, you have your eyes, those eyes which are using are the pramanam. And those eyes are not adequate enough, they are not adequate, the eyes are not adequate, they are not enough for you to process your experience correctly to arrive at the right conclusion. Your experiences are okay, Therefore, only thing, helplessly, you are having your experiences wrongly processed. Thereby, you arrive at the wrong conclusion that the moon moves. But when the other pramanam, study of the physics, etc., other pramanam helps you to understand, then what do you arrive at? Then you experience, you accept it as it is, you don't change it, but still you can process it correctly, thereby you arrive at the right conclusion, even though it appears to be moving, moon does not move at all. In the same way, in what he says, Vyapriteshu Indriyeshu, when the sense powers are functional, Indriyeshu Vyapriteshu, Indriyam Vyaprita means functional. Vyaprita means busy. Okay, when the sense organs are very busy and functional, when are the sense organs busy and functional? Sense organs means all the 10 sense organs of actions and organs of knowledge, 5 sense organs, 5 organs of actions, all of them, all the 10. So, Vyapriteshu, Indriyeshu Vyapriteshu, when sense organs are all functional, when they are busy, which means all the 10, 5 sense organs, 5 organs of actions are all busy, which means when are they busy? Whenever the mind is busy. Whenever the mind is functional, active, okay, then the sense organs and powers of organs of actions are also active and busy, but not in deep sleep state, only in waking state. Whenever they are busy, only in waking state, all the 10 organs, subtle powers, 10 means 5 sense powers, powers of organs of actions, all of them are busy, being backed by the active, busy, functional mind. Then what happens? We process our experiences. What are the experiences? They are all busy. Then naturally, because our identity is within waking state, our identity is with the body, our identity is with the sense powers, our identity is with the sense organs of actions, mind, pranas, everything. Our essence is rooted in all of them. Then what do we say? What is our conclusion? I am very busy. I am active. I am active. I am busy. I am walking, I am seeing, I am hearing, I am talking, I am busy. When we say that our expression, the expression we make, that expression, it reveals that Atma is actively involved. Vyapari eva, as though Atma is busily occupied. Vyapara means occupation. And Vyapari eva, as though Atma is occupied, as though Atma is busy, as though Atma is involved in actions, isn't it? We take Atma as something which is busy. It means what? It is how your conclusion that moon is running when the clouds are moving fast is wrong. In the same way, your notion that I am busy, I am active, etc., those expressions which reveal that Atma is very busy, Atma is functional, Atma is active, that conclusion of yours also is wrong as this conclusion. Is it clear now? Similarly, that means what do you need now? If the conclusion is wrong, means you have to arrive at the right conclusion. And to arrive at the right conclusion, what do you need? Do you need to change your experiences? No. But what do you need? You need to process your experiences correctly. And for which, what do you need? You need extra pramanam. That is why Vedanta Shastram here helps you. What does it do? It uses all this drip, trishi, veka, prakriya, panchakosha, prakriya, avasthatraya, prakriya. All these prakriya Shastram uses, it helps you, isn't it? Thereby, in a unique pramanam, it helps you to distinguish the self. Now, thereby, it helps you to arrive at what the self is. What the self is not. It helps you to arrive at what the self is not first, and thereby it helps you to arrive at what the self is. When you understand what the self is not, then itself you understand what Atma is not active. Whatever is active is Anatma, that you arrive at. Whatever is active is Anatma. Therefore, when you see all of them, Atma, what Atma is not, becomes very clear. Thereby you are able to arrive at what exactly Atma is, and you understand how your conclusion about yourself, the Atma, is wrong. Thereby you can correct your conclusion also. This we saw in the last class. Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya. Dehendriya Mano Dhyaha. Svikarye Swakiyarteshu Vartante. Suryalokam Yatha Janaha. Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya. Dehendriya Mano Dhyaha. Swakiyarteshu Vartante. Suryalokam Yatha Janaha. Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya Deha Indriya Manodhiyaha Swakiya Artheshu Vartante Yatha Janaha Suryalokam Yatha Janaha. See here, Janaha, people in the world, are actively involved in their own day-to-day work because of the presence of the sunlight. Sunlight is Surya, Surya Alokam Yatha Janaha, Surya Alokaha. Surya Alokaha, Surya Alokaha. Surya Alokam, Surya Prakashaha. Surya Prakasham Yatha Janaha. So people are all Swakiya Arteshu Vartante. All the people in the world are busy with their own activities, totally engrossed and involved in their own activities. But involvement, engagement in their own work for all the people is possible because of the mere presence of sunlight. If there is one thing called sunlight is not there, imagine how people can be busy with their own work. For people to be active, to be energetic, for everything, all, not only human being, Janaha, all the living beings are dependent on the presence of sunlight. Sunlight is not interfering in any of the activities. Sunlight is not creating the activities, not changing the activities. Sunlight is mere presence of the sunlight. Surya Prakashasya, mere presence of the Surya Aloka. Depending upon the very presence of the sunlight alone, people are all actively involved in their own work. They're all busy with their own work. Very active. But without the sun, even the sun is not directly involved, but without the sun, no activity on the part of the people is possible, even though sun is not involved in any of the activities. Sun is present, but sun is not involved in any of the activities. But without the sun, no activity on the part of people is possible. In the same way, what he says, Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya, It's all repetition only, but very beautiful. Just for you to be with the truth. Atma Chaitanyam, because the question, you may raise a question. Okay, why should we think of another Atma and another thing? Why can't we take it live, conscious, active body, mind and complex for the self? Why can't we take it? It's like, how can you say the truth of all the living beings here? And all the living beings are active because they are active them by themselves. Why can't we say that? If we say that, our expression is wrong, isn't it? All the beings here are active. They are alive, they are active, busy by themselves. That means you do not talk about the sun at all. That's not true. If you want to say, we can say, all the living beings are busy in their own way, all the people are busy in their own way, they are actively involved in their own work, because they are capable of doing it. That's who they are. But we cannot say that, because we know very well, without the sun, the mere presence of the sun is responsible for the activation of the world. No? The same verse Hastamalakacharya says in his Hastamalaka Stotram, he says this, Nimittam Yata Manas Chakshuradehe Yata Loka Cheshta Nimittam Ravihi Tatha Manas Chakshuradehinam Cheshta Nimittam Atma. Just as for the activation of the universe, sun is, the presence of the sun is important, so also for the activation of all these inert body mansions complex also, Atma's presence is very important. Very important means what? Without the sun, the activation of the universe is not possible. People being active is not possible. In the same way, without the presence of Atma, the inert mind, inert sense organs, inert physiological functions, inert powers of organs of actions, inert body cannot become functional and alive. You know this very well, isn't it? So, mind and all other sense, all the subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body, and thereby the gross body also, becomes conscious and sentient because of the presence of the Atma. First of all, they become existent because of the presence of the Atma. Then they become conscious and sentient. They also, what now? They are capable of illumining the external objects also because of the Atma. So it is all because of the presence of the Atma alone. This all this, the entire inert body mansions complex becomes active and functional. Without the Atma, they'll be as good as they'll be non-existent. Because of the presence of the Atma, they have a status of being existent. They become conscious and sentient. They are alive and they're also active. Like what? Like yatha surya alokam, yatha janaha. Just as the people are all active and busy involved in their own personal work because of the mere presence of the sun. So also all this deha, he says a simple verse anyway, Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya. The word Ashritya is very important. Depending on. Ashraya. Depending on, being dependent on Atma alone, Deha, Indriya, Manaha, Dhyaha, body, all the ten powers of organs of action, sense organs of knowledge, Manaha, mind, Dhyaha, intellect, etc. All of them. But no, Swakiya Artheshu Vartante. They're all involved in their own activities. I functions as I. In fact, the same thing we said in Kena Upanishad. Atma is said to be the eye of the eye, mind of the mind, ear of the ear, etc. Why? Because of the Atma alone, mind has a status of being the mind. Mind is doing its job. mind is able to do what it, able to be what it is because of the presence of the Atma. Eyes are able to function as, you know, instrument of seeing because of the Atma. Ears are able to function as ears, as organ of hearing because of the presence of the Atma. The pranas are functioning as pranas because of the presence of the Atma. It is because of the presence of the Atma alone, every small indriyam functions, does its own work. Function its own work. It's so swakiya artheshu vartante. Swakiya artheshu means what now? They're all involved in their own activities because of the presence of the Atma and depending upon the Atma only. Even for the very existence being dependent on the Atma and for the activation of being dependent on the Atma alone, all of them are involved in their own activities. So, kiya arteshu vartante. Like what? Like the people in the world are dependent on the sun for their involvement in all the activities. It's a connection, isn't it? Sun is not involved in any of the activities, but all the activities on the part of all the human beings, all the people are possible because of the presence of the sun. The life in the world is very much dependent on the very presence of the sun. The same way, life in the physical body, life in the sense organs, life in powers of organs of actions, life in the very pranas, life in the mind is possible because of the presence of the Atma. Okay? Therefore, Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya.
Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya.
Dehendriya Mano Dhiyah.
Dehendriya Mano Dhiyah.
Swakiyartheshu Vartante.
Swakiyartheshu Vartante.
Surya Lokam Yatha Jana. The same way, when people, the activity on the part of people is possible because of the presence of the sun, the activity on the part of the people is very much dependent on the very presence of the sun, even though sun is not involved in any of the activities. At the same time, the people do act in their own actions also. People may do right action or wrong action. So the results, the right or wrong actions, which really in turn produces punya papa or the papa, punyam or papam. All those punya papas, the results of right and wrong actions of the human beings, people, those punya papas also do not touch the sun. Sun is free. Punyam and papam is not there for the sun. No, it is because in the presence of the sunlight, people are busy. Without the sun, people cannot be active, people cannot be alive. But when the people do right actions or wrong actions, the action, the punya papam of the people, really, punyam or papam does not affect or touch the taint the sunlight. Is it clear? In the same way, what is said here is, Atma as pure knowledge is not involved in any of the activities, but all these activities are all on the part of the inert body maintenance complex only. The material inert body maintenance complex alone is functional, active. But for this inert body maintenance complex to become conscious and function, sentient and become functional, they're very much dependent on the Atma, the consciousness, the pure knowledge. But whatever these, then the mind alone, there's a will, The will can be used, will can be abused. One may choose to do the wrong action, choose to do the right action. One may have punyam and papam. Therefore, this punya papa, the I am the doer, that notion also is there in the mind only. What is that notion? I am the doer. What is it? It's only a notion. I am the doer is the notion. Where is it? It's the mind. I am the enjoyer. Where is that notion? It is the mind. I am punyavan. I have punyam. I have papam. All these notions are all in the mind. And that is a part of function of the mind. And once then you have right action, wrong action, naturally you have punyam and papam also. The punyam and the papam also are there and the part of an individual in keeping with one's right and wrong actions. Similarly, the punya papam of human beings also, really punyam or papam also does not touch the atma, does not afflict the atma. Atma is free from punyam and papam, free from karma, they were free from punyam and papam also. Isn't it? Like sun is free from activities, sun is free from the punya papas of people. Similarly, Atma Chaitanyam is free from all this inert body, mind, complex and their activities. Therefore, Atma is free from the punya papas also. Atma doesn't have punyam or papam. Free from everything. Therefore, the next verse he is going to say,
Dehendriya gunan karmani
Amale Satchidatmani Adhyasyanti
Avivekena Gagane Neelata Divat Dehendriya Gunan Karmani Amale Satchidatmani Adhyasyanti Avivekena Gagane Neelata Divat.
He says, it is so clear, the previous verse itself says very clearly, what is that now? Atma. Atma means a self. What is self? Self is the meaning of the word I. Substance or substantive I. That I, the Atma, the self, is not involved in any of the activities, but without the presence of the Atma, no activity is possible without on the part of the body imagines complex. Just as sun is not involved in any of the activities of the world, and people in the world, but still without the sun, no activity on the part of people is possible in the world. Isn't it? Therefore, Atma is free. Atma is free from all punya papas. Atma is free from all the actions. This we understand when we tell the example, but when vyavahara, in our day-to-day transactions, what do we say? I was born, I'm going to die, I'm a mortal, and I have problems, I have punyam, I have papam, I have all these things we talk about. And identifying yourself with identifying Atma with this body mind's complex, and all the problems of the anatma, the body mind's complex, are superimposed upon this Atma. And that is the wrong conclusion. You also express this. Isn't it? That's what he says in this verse. Deha indriya gunana. கர்மாணி அமலே சச்சிதாத்மனி. வாட் இஸ் ஆத்மா? ஆத்மா இஸ் சத்து சித். ஆத்மா இஸ் நத்திங் பட் பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். இஸ் பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆத்மா, விச் இஸ் நாட் தி பாடி, நாட் தி மைண்ட், நாட் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ், நாட் தி பவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், நாட் தி பிசியலாஜிக்கல் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ், நாட் தி மனஹ, நாட் எனி ஆஃப் தி தாட்ஸ், நாட் இக்னரன்ஸ், நாட் நாலெட்ஜ், நாட் எனிதிங் எல்ஸ், நாட் எனி ஆஃப் தி தாட்ஸ். What is this Atma then? Pure consciousness. What is that pure consciousness? Pure consciousness is the very existence of everything. Existence of the mind, existence of every thought, existence of the knowledge I am, existence of the thought, knowledge that the universe is, existence of every thought, every mind, existence of the every sense power, existence of the every power of organ of action, existence of the physiological functions, existence of the physical body, existence of the entire universe, the existence of everything is Atma. And what is it which is the existence of everything? The pure consciousness, Satya Chit Atma. The pure consciousness, when you say, why should you need to say pure consciousness? Consciousness is one word is enough. It is ever pure consciousness. Why do you have to say pure? Because Amalam. Amalam Satchit. Amala Satchit, isn't it? Amalam means what now? Ever pure. Never pollutable. Which is free from all impurities, blemishes, punya papas, sins, etc. Atma has no papunyam, Atma has no papam, Atma is free from all impurities of the mind. You know, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, you know, the desire, anger, jealousy, hatred, pain, pleasure, all these different impurities of the mind, Atma is free from all the impurities. All these are all what now? They're part of the mind. Pain, pleasure, hatred, anger, jealousy, or kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, all of them are just what? Different thoughts which form the mind. They are all mind. They're all thoughts. Different thoughts which form the mind. They part of the mind, they belong to the mind, they are mind. But Atma is free from all the impurities, all the blemishes also, all the kalmashas, all the punya papas. Atma is free from even the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Atma doesn't speak, I am say. Atma doesn't speak anything. Atma doesn't have senses, Atma doesn't have mind, Atma doesn't have the body, Atma doesn't have any parts. Atma doesn't have anything. So Atma doesn't have the notion, I am the doer also. Atma does not do any actions. Atma is free from the actions, activities. Atma is free from the notions also. And Atma is free from even the parts also. Atma is free from all these body, mind, complex which exist in the very Atma. Atma is completely free from all of them. Therefore, it's what now? Free from all impurities and blemishes. Therefore, Atma is what? Amalam, ever pure consciousness, existence is the Atma. In that Atma, in the ever pure, you know, Atma, consciousness, existence, தேக இந்திரிய குணான் அத்யஸ்யந்தி. வாட் டு அத்யஸ்யந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட் நோ? தே அத்யாஸ் அத்யஸ்யந்தி மீன்ஸ் தே ஃபால்ஸ்லி டிரான்ஸ்பர் ஆர் தி சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் அத்யஸ்யந்தி மீன்ஸ் இஸ் அ நவ் வெர்ப் அத்யஸ்யதி அத்யஸ்யதி அஸ்யதி மீன்ஸ் த்ரோயிங் லெட்ஸ் லுக் அட் திஸ் ஐ டெல் யூ திஸ் இஸ் ஆல் லிட்டில் கிராமர் ஐ டெல் யூ பிகாஸ் ஐ வென் எவர் ஐ ஃபீல் லிட்டில் ஸ்லீப் ஐ டெல் யூ ஆல் திஸ் திங்ஸ் Asyati means throws. That is why the word astram. No, astram means what? That which is thrown is called astram. A weapon which if you are holding in your hand and fight like this, it's called shastram. If you throw from there, it's called astram. Like javelin and all, okay? You throw from far, like any arrow. So astram. Astram, shastram, two types of weapons. The sword you can't throw, okay? You hold and then fight like this. But arrow, is thrown, isn't it? It's called astram. So asyati means throws. But adhi asyati, adhi is a prefix. Adhi asyati means what now? Throws. Is it? Falsely transfers or superimposes. Adhyasyanti superimpose. What do they superimpose? They superimpose deha indriya gunan. Dehasya gunan, indriya gunan. See, this body has its own attributes, its own nature, its own dharma. What are all the deha gunaha? Then indriya gunaha. Indriyas also have their own gunas. What are the deha gunaha? What are all the attributes, the qualities of the deha? It has birth, it has death, birth, death, change, old age, wrinkles, falling sick, pain, back pain, front pain, cold, cough. It's all what now? Deha gunaha. You can add more on, okay? Lots of things. Here some more. You got all, remember. Then indriya gunaha. Now, deha gunaha can say again, what now? Dark, black, fair, English, Indian, Asian, African. We can, all those things. And also what now? Deha gunaha. Based on this birth also we have this. Varna dhar, varna. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then Vashrama, Brahmachari, Grihastha, I'm a householder, I'm a student, I'm a Vanaprasthi, I'm a sannyasi. All this. See, Ashrama Bheda, Varna Bheda, Jati Bheda. Okay? Then I'm a human being. The animals, okay? This difference. And not only this. Sajatiya bheda, vijatiya bheda, swagata bheda. The physical body is subject to all these differences. Because it's different from other species, other animals, etc. So, vijatiya bheda. And among the human beings also, what now? Asian, Indian, etc. Sajatiya bheda. Isn't it? That's the internal. It has differences, subject to all the differences. Swagata bheda. There's so many parts. Head is not the hands, hands are not the head, and then the tummy is different and thighs are different, therefore all these differences. So all these we can give a big list of gunas of the deha, attributes of the physical body. And we have to come to what next, indriya gunaha. The sense powers are all these powers of organs of actions and the sense powers, they have their own gunaha. What are the attributes? The seeing, when you are very young, you have sharp eyes, powerful eyes, able to see perfect vision. In Drikti Shiveka, the Acharya says very beautifully, Andhyamandhya patutteshu, Andhyamandhyam patuttvam. When you are very, very young, you have what now? Sharp eyes. Very, very powerful eyes. And as you get middle age, 40, 45 crossing and slowly specs. Mandyam. Dull. Isn't it? Then as you get much older, blurred, and one point, vision goes. Andhyam. Patutvam, mandyam, andhyam. Is sharpness, dullness, as about now? No? Uselessness. Totally it becomes useless. This is blindness. Total blindness. Like this, every sense power also, what now? It has a lot of problems in keeping with the age. What now? The quality of the sense organs also change. They become different. All these are, they're all qualities, isn't it? So, gunaha. So, indriya gunaha, then eyes are seeing and sees and ears are hearing and nose is not smelling. They have their own functions. All the functions, each sense organ has its own function. Therefore, it has what now? Dharmas, all dharmas. So, function of being functional also is what? Dharma of the sense organs. Indriya. தேக இந்திரிய குணான் தர்மான் கர்மாணி, கர்மாணி மீ வாட் ஆல் தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் அண்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ். தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி ஈஸ் இன்வால்வ் இன் ஆல் சார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ், ரன்னிங், சிட்டிங், கெட்டிங் அப், ஈட்டிங், ஜம்பிங், யூனோ ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், சீயிங், ஹியரிங் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆர் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ். லைக் திஸ் தேக இந்திரிய குணான் கர்மாணி ஆல்சோ தேர் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ், தேர் ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் அண்ட் தேர் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ். வாட் டு வி டூ? தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஆஃப் தி பாடி மைண்ட் சென்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் அண்ட் தி ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி பாடி மைண்ட் சென்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் வாட் நோ அத்தியசியந்தி, தே பிகம் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட். மீன் வாட் நோ, people superimpose the attributes and the activities of the body imagines complex upon what this pure conscious, the consciousness existence, the atma, which is free from all impurities. So the adhyasaha, is it clear now what is adhyasa? Superimposition of the limitations, attributes, the qualities, the activities, functions of the body maintenance complex being superimposed upon the atma, which is free from all impurities and attributes, activities, etc., is called what? Adhyasaha. Why do they superimpose? Do people want to do it? Why does a human being falsely transfer the attributes of anatma, the body mind complex, to atma, which is free from all attributeless pure atma, which is free from all impurities? Why does a human being falsely transfer these attributes? Why? It is not that one wants to do it. It's helplessly it happens, choicelessly it happens, isn't it? He says, Gagane neelata adivatu. When you see the sky, gaganam means sky, okay? When you see the gaganam means space also. When you see the sky above, but the sky looks blue, neelata adivatu. Actually speaking, sky is not blue. Okay, but the blue, when you say the sky is blue, the blueness, neelata means blueness, the blueness is superimposed upon the sky. The sky, which is free from blue color, which is not blue in color, when you say blue sky, the blueness is superimposed upon the sky, which is free, which has no color of its own. In the same way, Atma, which is free from all impurities, which is a pure consciousness existence, and on that Atma, the karmani, dharmaha, gunaha of the deha and the indriyani, what now? Really superimpose. Why? Not that anybody intentionally does it. Not that anybody wants to do it. Choicelessly, helplessly, naturally, these attributes of the body mind complex become falsely transferred to Atma purely because of Aviveka. Avivekena. Understand now? Because of Aviveka. Aviveka means what? Due to the lack of discriminative knowledge. Okay, the false transference of anatma dharmas to the atma is purely because of the lack of discriminative knowledge, lack of discrimination, avivekena. What lack of discrimination? Discriminative knowledge of what? Lack of discriminative knowledge of atma and anatma. We do not know what atma is. We do not know what Atma is not also. If we know what Atma is not, then we can know what Atma is. We do not know what Atma is not, we do not know what Atma is, so whatever we know is what know. Whatever is available for transaction for us, perceptible for us, is only Anatma. Naturally, all the Anatma only, it's taken as the self, and we have essence in the Anatma, and not only essence in the Anatma, we transfer all the Anatma dharmas to Atma, purely because of Aviveka. Is it clear now? Avivekena. That is why, that is how you have, we become what, whenever, when, how do, we can ask, how do we know that we are falsely transferring the ana, not we are transferring, the for the anatma dharmas, the attributes and qualities of anatma are falsely transferred to atma, how do we know that? How do we know? How does Shastram say this? Our own day-to-day transaction, in day-to-day transaction, when we say, I was born, I'm going to die one day, I'm a mortal, I have done a lot of papam, I have done a lot of punyam, I have papam, I have punyam, I'm exhausting my paradha, I had to, you know. When you say all these things, what does it mean? Your own expressions are the proof for your identity with the body, mind and complex. And your identity with the body, mind and complex, and thereby taking all the body, the attributes of body, mind and complex as your own attributes is what? Actually superimposition of the deha, the dharmas upon Atma. It's because of Aviveka. There, what is the solution now? What happens now? He very slowly, he is beautifully, he is taking a verse after verse. So what? If we mistake the, if we superimpose the attributes of body, mind's complex upon the Atma, no problem. But what happens, the result of which we go through emotionally a lot of suffering, pain. See, the false transference of anatma attributes upon the atma, to the atma, results in what? Pain. Is it? Pain. And the pain is not desirable. If pain is not there, no problem, isn't it? So what? No problem, isn't it? The pain. Aham dukhi. Don't want pain. So, that when you want to get rid of pain, all the time, you constantly make effort to get rid of pain. And pain means not in some small, little, small pain. The pain, different degrees of pain we go through in our life, and all those pain, you know, we don't want. And all the time we want to get out of the pain, and the Shastram says that only way to resolve the pain for good is what? To correct the whole perception. And perception can be corrected only if, only correct perception, you can avoid superimposition. And for which you need to have viveka, discriminative knowledge. Therefore, now he's continuing now. Ajnanan manasopadhehe. Kartrutvadini chatmani. Kalpyante mbugate chandre. Chalanadiyatam bhasaha. அஜ்ஞானான் மானசோபாதே. கர்த்ருத்வாதீனி சாத்மனி கல்ப்யந்தேம்புகதே சந்திரே கல்ப்யந்தேம்புகதே சந்திரே சலநாதியதாம்பசஹ. Now he goes, such a beautiful text is, he is going to go step by step now. What is adhyasa? It starts from the mind. He starts from mind. He is going to make it very clear now. See, manasa upadihi. Manasam, manasam means manaha. Another word for manaha is manasam. Manasam means mind. Upadehe. Upadihi means what? I told you already. Upadihi is upadihi. Okay? Upadhi is, in English they say limiting adjunct. I don't want to use that translation. Okay? Upadhi is that which falsely transfers its attributes to something which is close or near. I gave the example already. Now, suppose if there is a clear bottle and in the bottle you pour the color water. Simple example let me give you. The bottle is very, very clean and inside the bottle you pour the color water, then bottle looks colored bottle. Looks like a color bottle. If the color belongs to the water, colorful water inside the bottle, the color doesn't belong to the bottle. The colorful water poured into the bottle is not really transferred to the bottle, but it seems as though it has been transferred, isn't it? It's called what now? False transference. The color of the water is not really transferred to the bottle, but falsely transferred to the water. Say, bottle, isn't it? It seems to be colorful. The bottle appears to be colorful. The appearance of the colorful appearance of the bottle makes us think as though the water has given its transferred its color to the bottle really. But we know very well the bottle looks colorful because of the colorful water inside the bottle, but the bottle itself has no color of its own. Is it clear now? Doesn't become colorful at all. Water cannot make the bottle look colorful. It cannot make it colorful, but it makes it look colorful. Is it clear now? Therefore, the colorful water inside the bottle is an upadhi for the bottle, glass bottle. Is it clear now? I think this is an example, you will remember. It's called upadhi. I told you many times, I'm repeating it because in case any new people are here, it's easy for you to understand. Upadhi. Similarly, mind is an upadhi for the atma. Of course, the whole body mind's complex is an upadhi for the atma. It takes only the mind. Because mind is, if you correct the mind, everything will become corrected easily. Mind is the very, very subtle, and mind is a subtle material product, which is inseparably, mind and consciousness are inseparably together. Like how opaque object and the light are inseparable. There's no distance between light and the opaque object. So also, if in Dhritarashtra Viveka Shankar, there's a beautiful example is given. Tapta ayav pindavatu. When you take a iron ball, put it in the fire and heat it well, what happens? The heated iron ball, before it's heated, it remains what now? Black in color. It is cold. It is touchable. You can touch it. Nothing will happen. But one of the iron ball, you put it in the fire and heat it again and again for a long time, the ball itself becomes a fireball. Iron ball becomes a fireball. Means what now? The iron is there or not? Iron is very much there. The same iron ball becomes bright and blazing, brilliant, red in color, very hot. If you touch iron ball, what now? Even it can burn your finger. That means now this how the cold, dark iron ball has become hot and brilliant fireball now because of its association with the fire. In that hot iron ball, you cannot separate fire and the iron ball. Is it clear? You can't separate it. The same our own coal, the black coals, the wood, what happens? Now it is not very hot, isn't it? But when you coal you put in the fire, it becomes hot and bright, brilliant. Similarly, here actually the iron ball, how it is inseparably together, so also mind and consciousness are also, Atma, the consciousness are also inseparably together. Even though it is inseparable, you know definitely how when you see the heated iron ball does not have its own heat, iron ball does not have its own brilliance. It is the fire which is the heat is fire, the brilliance is fire, the heat and brilliance of fire alone, but now it's been borrowed by the iron ball, and the iron ball has become hot and brilliant. In the same way, this mind also so inseparably one with the consciousness, and the mind also becomes conscious and sentient because of its inseparable association with consciousness. And this conscious mind, inert mind, becomes conscious and sentient mind. When it becomes conscious and sentient, what happens? The mind's attributes, okay, are transferred to the Atma. Mind's is the manasa upadehe. The mind is what now? Upadhi for the Atma. Don't say Atma is upadhi for the mind, okay? Atma, you don't know Atma. Therefore, you can't transfer any Atma's gunas to Anatma. But Anatma's gunas are transferred to the Atma. Is it clear? Therefore, he says, Agmanasa upadehe. And this mind is the upadhi. This mind upadhi has all these problems. What is a kartrutvam? The doership. What is doership? Kartrutva means doership. Bhoktrutva means enjoyership. So, adini. Adini means etc. Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, etc. The enjoyership, doership, all of them. What is doership? What is enjoyership? Entertaining the notion, I am the doer. I am the doer. I am itself is a thought, which is a mind. And I am the doer, all is what? The notion, which is another thought. I am an engineer, I am an enjoyer, is another thought. Isn't it? I am an enjoyer. Apunya papa, enjoyer of pains and pleasures, experiencer of pains and pleasures, etc. All these notions belong, no, every notion is a thought, which forms part of the mind. Okay? Then all these notions, I am doer, I am the enjoyer, except all these notions belong to the mind. The notion is a thought, thoughts belong to the mind. Therefore, what now? Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, doership, enjoyership, etc., which are all dharmas of the mind. Manasaha, manasa upadhi. These upadhis, upadhi dharmas are superimposed upon Atma. Atmani kalpyante. Atmani kalpyante. These attributes of the mind are transferred to the Atma. Kalpyante means projected upon the Atma. Kalpyante are projected. I am the doer, if you say, what does it mean? When you say it out, I am the doer, already the mind's, the doership which belongs to the, which is nothing but the notion, I am the doer is a notion, and that notion is nothing but the mind, and that notion which belongs to mind is what now? Projected upon the Atma, is transferred to the Atma. Not an action, okay? In every day, in every second in our day-to-day vyavahara transactions, all our expressions are the proof that how the upadhi dharmas are transferred to the upahita Atma. So Atma is upahitam and anatma is what now? Upadhi. Okay? So here in the bottle and water, the color water is the upadhi, bottle is the upahitam. That which is thrown, the attribute that by which the attributes are transferred is called upadhi. That to which the attributes are transferred is upahitam. Upahitam, upadhi. Is it clear now? Please understand. When I say ocean has waves, ocean has waves means what? A ocean doesn't have waves. All the waves form the ocean. Is it clear? Similarly, mind has notions means what? Every mind has thoughts means what? Not mind has thoughts. It's like saying ocean has waves. It is not right to say ocean has waves because all the waves form the ocean. Similarly, if I say mind has thoughts means, it's okay to say, but you should understand all the thoughts form the mind. And every notion is also a thought. Therefore, every notion is what? Mind. What is a notion? I am is thought. Mind. I am is a mind. It's a thought. It's a mind. The world is a thought. It's a mind. I am the knower. What now? Thought. The world is known is what? Thought. I am an enjoyer, thought. I am a doer, is a thought. Why? All these are notions. There are so many notions in the form of thoughts. Notion is in the form of a thought. Thought is a part of the mind. Therefore, all the notions are the mind. Waves belong to the ocean. If I say, what does it mean? Waves are ocean, okay? Similarly, thoughts belong to the mind means what? Thoughts are the mind. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, they are all notions. And these notions are what? Thoughts. Thoughts are what? The mind. But when you say these thoughts, we never say it's all thoughts. Then they are all transferred to the Atma. Okay, all the notions. How? Because there's I sense in the mind. Manasi aham buddhihi asti. You all have I sense in the mind. Therefore, the mind's attributes become superimposed upon the Atma. So, here what he says, manasa upadehe kartrutvadini. Okay, all the attributes, the thoughts of the mind, which constitute the mind, they become, what now? Kalpyante Atmani. They transferred to Atma. They superimposed upon Atma. They projected upon Atma. Why? Ajnanat. Because of the ignorance of the self. Because we do not know what Atma is, what is the actual substance of the substantive I is, we do not know what I actually is. Therefore, what happens? All the thoughts which are part of the mind, and those thoughts all are centered on I, projected upon I, which is actually Atma. See, I itself is a thought. It's a very interesting thing. Please listen to me carefully. See, I itself is a thought. I am is a thought. Okay? And pain is a thought, pleasure is a thought, desire is a thought, anger is a thought. You know, any notion also is a thought. And all these thoughts are dependent on Atma to come to become existent, to shine and to become conscious. All the thoughts enjoy what now? Equal status only. Every thought comes and goes. All the thoughts are material products. Whether it's I am the thought or I thought or this thought, every thought is a thought. Isn't it? It is like, suppose when you say, mic is, mat is, carpet is, table is, computer is, laptop is, book is, everything is, isn't it? I am, if you say there's no problem. But what happens when I am, book is, if I say I'm objective towards the book, there's no problem. But when I say I am means what now? I am, then I am, I sense the book, I sense is in the book, I sense is in the mic, I sense is in the computer. I am, if I say no problem. I am, book is, mic is, computer is, radiator is, if I say everything is, isn't it? If I say I am objective towards all other objects. Is it clear? Instead, what I do, it's like saying, I am, I should stop. I am a book. I am a mic. I am the laptop. I am the radiator. Means what? I have I sense. Understand how? There is I sense, I buddhi, aham buddhi in everything. Because I have I sense in everything, what happens? The problems of the mic become, are they? My problems. Problems of the computer becomes my problems. Problems of the radiator becomes my problems. Do you get what I'm saying? We are not able to be objective. Why? Why I have I sense in everything? Why I'm not able to? Is it clear now? Because I do not know what I am. Because I do not know what I am, naturally I have I sense in everything that is around. I'm not able to be objective towards everything. The same way, I itself is a thought. I itself is a thought. And everything else is a thought. I thought is all the thoughts are. But what do we do here? All this manasa upadehe, kartrutvadini, all this doership, enjoyership, etc., the notions which belong to the mind, are because of self-ignorance, they are superimposed upon the Atma. You got it? It was something very subtle, I have to tell you again. Anyway, so here he says, example he gives, yatha ambugate chandre chalan ambasaha chalanadi. Ambas means water. Ambasaha chalanam adi. Chalanam means movement. The movement of the water. Water, no? Water moves, water jumps, water, no? Gets sprinkled. Water has a lot of problems. Water goes through a lot of changes. When water moves, flows, and the flowing of water, movement on the part of the water, makes the chandraha, ambugata. Ambu means water again. Ambugate chandre. If you see the reflection of moon in the water, the reflection of the moon also seems to be dancing and moving when the water moves. Movement of the water is falsely transferred to the moon, the reflection of the moon in the water. Does the moon move or the water move? Water flows or the moon flows? Water jumps or the moon jumps, reflection of the moon? It is the water alone moves. Chalanam, movement, motion is a dharma which belongs to the water. It is jala dharma, ambu dharma, ambasi. Chalanadi dharma belongs to water. The water flows. When the water flows, the reflection of the moon also up is moving. When the reflection of the moon is moving, we should know what? It is not the moon which is moving. Because it is the reflecting medium the water moves, therefore reflection seems to be moving. Actually speaking, the original moon does not move at all. Is it clear? When the reflecting medium water moves, the reflection also moves. Because the reflection moves, we mistake the moon as what? As to some, it is moving. The movement of the water is what now? Superimposed upon the moon. Moon is moving. When you say, what does it mean? Where does the moon move? Moon doesn't move. The reflection seems to be moving because of the movement of the water. In the same way, this I am the knower, I am the enjoyer, I am the doer, all these notions which belong to the upadhi mind are falsely transferred to Atma. Really speaking, Atma is not the, neither the doer nor the enjoyer, but the enjoyership, doership, etc., which belong to the upadhi mind, reflecting medium. Mind is the reflecting medium. When the mind, because of the there is reflection of the Atma being there in the mind, when the upadhi dharmas become superimposed upon the upahita Atma Chaitanyam. I got it? See, I am not repeating. Shankara is repeating. And he is going very, very slowly, so that by the time he finishes Atma Bodha, it will be very, very clear. No doubt or whatsoever. See, we are not able to be objective towards our own mind. And our own mind actually. Mind is an entity, a conscious being, and which is nothing but many thoughts put together. And one of the thoughts which form the mind, one of the important thought which is the basis for the mind, is I am. I itself is a thought. I am is a thought. And leave the rest of the thoughts. And this thought is the basis for the all the thoughts. If this thought, I thought, I am, this thought is not there, no other thought is possible. Then I can put only one. This is. This itself is another thought. This is what? Another thought. And this is means this the whole world can be brought under that. Thoughts. There turbulence and jealousy and hatred and anger and desire, they're all different thoughts. Is it clear? And every thought, look at this, every thought is an object of perception. Every thought is an object of knowledge. Is it clear? Every thought is an... Now, you see only the mind now. Every thought is an object of knowledge. Jealousy, do you know your jealousy or not? Jealousy is an object of knowledge. Hatred is object of knowledge. Desire is object of knowledge. Anger is object of knowledge. You know your anger. The knowledge is object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. Knowledge is object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. Confusion is object of knowledge. Pain is emotional pain is object of knowledge. They are all different thoughts. Every thought is what evident to whom? I is also what now? A thought. I am also is a thought. All of them are thoughts. I thought is, every other thought is, every other thought is. It's like one wave saying, I am, all other waves are. Isn't it? When how should the wave say? I am a wave and all other waves are. That's how the one wave should say. But the wave doesn't say. There is no objectivity. Is it clear now? The problem is there is no objectivity towards the thoughts. If there's no, what do you do? Every thought is internalized. And instead of saying anger, I am anger is, you say I am angry. I am desire is, you say I have a desire, I am desirous. I am jealousy is, instead of you say I am jealous. I am hatred is, but I hate. That's what I'm saying. It's called internalizing. I am thoughts are. Typically, I am, mic is, computer is, radiator is, book is, mat is, like that. It's all objects. It's all many objects. And then all these many objects shine in one light. All the opaque objects shine in only one light. The presence of one light. Mic, computer, radiator. All these different opaque objects shine in the presence of one light. In the same way, different thoughts which constitute the mind shine in the presence of one Atma. One consciousness. Different waves, isn't it? Existent in the, what now? In one water. One substance called water. Is it clear? I am, everything is. Means, I thought is, every other thought is. This is the fact. But what happens? You are not able to say, I am, jealousy is, anger is, desire is, the same mind, okay? The wave can say, I am here as part of this ocean. In the same ocean, I see all these thoughts, all these waves are. In the same way, how it should be? I am, okay, the I thought is, I am, jealousy is, hatred is, anger is, knowledge is, ignorance is, all other thoughts are. If you are able to say that, then there is objectivity. But we don't say that. Every thought which is a mind, every thought is taken to be what now? As your every thought is a part of the mind, is superimposed upon I. Is it clear? then what happens now? You don't say there's no objectivity. I am, my ease means I am objective towards the mic. I am, hatred is, jealousy is, anger is, desire is, mean whatever. I can be objective towards the thoughts. I am not objective, I am very subjective. What do? I internalize those thoughts. Internalizing means what? I say, isn't it? I say I am jealous, I am hateful, I am desirous, I have. How can one thought, isn't it, one wave, have other waves? Is it clear now? There cannot be possessor-possessed connection. This is the problem. It's called this lack of objectivity is because of subjectivity. Subjectivity is, means being subjective means internalizing other thoughts as one's own. I mean having eyes in every thought. Is it clear? What is internalizing? What is being subjective? This subjectivity is because of not knowing what I am is. What is I is? Is it clear? What is I is not known. You are not able to distinguish I from other thoughts. She's like, okay, how, this is a body, this is mic, this is computer, means all these things shine in one presence of one light, means you should be able to distinguish mic from everything else. The same way, I thought, even though all the thoughts are one, you know, shine together as one mind, but still I thought should be distinguished from other thoughts. First of all, thereafter you have to see what this I thought is. Now you are not even distinguishing. Because you are not able to distinguish the I thought from other thoughts, and not only I thought is identified with all other thoughts, and I is identified with the whole body also. I is identified with the sense organs also. I is identified with everything else. The whole anatma. Is it clear? Therefore he says, manasa upadehe kartrutvadi, this the doership, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. See, the doership, enjoyership, etc. The notions which are thoughts, and the thoughts are what now? Mind, isn't it? But they become, when you add I am, there is action, if it's doing okay. But this superimposed upon I is purely because of ajnanam. So ajnanate, because of self-ignorance alone, these mind's attributes of the mind are super, the doership, enjoyership, etc., become superimposed upon the Atma, the I the Atma. Is it clear? Like what? Like how, even though water does, even though the moon does not move, the water alone moves, but movement of water, when the water is moving, the reflection of the moon in the water also moves, because of the water's movement, because the reflection also moves, you mistake the movement is on the part of the moon. A moon does not move. It is the water, the reflecting medium, which moves. Movement belongs to the moon or to the water. Water, isn't it? But how do you see it when you say the moon moves? Water's dharma becomes superimposed upon the moon. Why? Because you do not know the vati, the moon does not move. It is because of the ignorance. Okay? It is purely because of ignorance of the self. You have to distinguish the self from the other thoughts, I thought from other thoughts. Then you have to see what is the swarupam of this I thought. Recognizing what the swarupam of the I thought is, it's like one wave has to be distinguished from all other waves. Then you have to see what is one swarupam of the one wave is. Similarly, I thought alone has to be distinguished from all other thoughts which form part of the mind. And you have to see what is the swarupam of the I thought. Finished, enough. Swarupam of one thought is known, or swarupam of all the other thoughts become known, as it were. The entire mind, swarupam of the entire mind becomes known, as it were. One swarupam of the entire mind becomes known, the swarupam of all the minds, the entire universe becomes known. Is it clear? We take the I thought very easily, no? So I want to do it differently here. We'll do it. Is it clear? If you have any doubts, please ask me next class. If you felt bored, please bear with that boredom and keep coming and get soaked in boredom, so you become enlightened. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.